Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Hooman. Unfortunately, my co-host Chris Kelly isn't here.
Oh, but so lonely.
The great Bryn Nguyen is here.
Oh, what an introduction. Thanks, Hoo.
So glad you're here, Bryn.
I'm glad to be here.
We have a very special guest. I've known the guy since we were in high school together. He went to one of the rival high schools down the street from me. He's a great comedian, and his name is Greg Baldwin. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Oh, man. It's great to be here, guys.
Greg, tell us a bit about your stand-up career for those of you who don't know, for those out there who don't know who you are. How long you've been doing stand-up? Who are some of the notable celebrities you've opened for?
Sure. So I've been doing stand-up. I'm in my ninth year. And I was an actor before that in a theater company and done some a lot of theater and stuff. But I started doing stand-up about 9 years ago. I've performed. I currently tour. I tour with Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live. He's the guy that plays Bill Clinton and Sean Connery in the Celebrity Jeopardy.
Rehab.
Freudian slip. So I tour with him. I'm doing Arizona and Florida and Vegas, and then I also tour with Jay Moore from Jerry Maguire.
If you wouldn't mind, can you say the story of how you ended up doing stand-up comedy in like a minute or two, how that all came about? Because it's such a good story.
Yeah. So I'm clean and sober. I'm coming up on 15 years clean and sober. I was at a recovery meeting, and somebody introduced me to a newcomer and asked me, can you give this guy a ride home after the meeting? And the other guy that asked me had a car. So I was thinking to myself, like, why don't you give him a ride home? Why are you asking me? But I'm in tune to say yes to the universe. I gave him a ride home, and it turns out he didn't have any money or car. And I started taking him to meetings, to recovery meetings. And it turns out he was a stand-up. He invited me to go to, one quick thing. He had no money. I took him grocery shopping because he had no groceries. He took me to Whole Foods. He took me to Whole Foods. He got a little basket for like $100. But anyway, he invited me to go to a comedy show, and I went to the comedy show, and half the comedians were terrible. I do a lot of public speaking about recovery, and I made a joke. I can be as funny as half of these guys, you know, telling recovery stories. And he said, you want to try it? And I said, sure. So I went up at this beginner's show at the comedy store, and I told some stories about recovery. I wrapped it up with this inspirational recovery message. And then the host comes back up and he's like, oh my God, I didn't know this was an AA meeting. And everybody applauded, and that was the beginning.
Nice.
So it all happened because you did one act of kindness. You took a guy to Whole Foods. He just randomly takes you to the comedy store. You try it out, and you just love it. And you've been doing it for 9 years.
Yeah. You asked me who I performed with. I performed with Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Eliza Schlesinger, Margaret Cho, Jim Jeffries, Tom Arnold, Aziz Ansari, Ken Jeong from Hangover. I'm living my dream right now. So
often comedians do acting. What have you done in the world of acting?
So, I started off as an actor. I was in the Actors Theater of San Francisco. And Hooman, you came out and you supported my plays.
I did. You were great.
Okay. How were they? I was going to ask you, how were they? Were they okay?
I mean, it's not very memorable. If you asked me what the plot or anything was, I wouldn't remember, but I just know you did a good job.
Yeah, that was
what else am I going to say right now? come on.
Thanks for lying for me, Hillary. But you know what? It was, you saw me at the very beginning, and I just love the craft of acting.
Well,
you know,
let's talk about auditioning. What have you auditioned for, like, lately, recently? Have you auditioned for anything big? Because, we're doing a podcast for independent films and stuff. So I know you've dabbled in that world.
So I've done a bunch of independent films, and I've done a couple commercials, and I've done a lot of voiceovers. But nothing major. If you can see in the movie, the biggest movie that I had a part was in was it was called Just Go With It with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, and it was a scene in the pizza parlor where if you watch it, if you just go with it, and you put it on slow motion and you go as slow as you can. You can see me walk by in the background with a plate of food. You have a line? No, that's how I got my Screen Actors Guild eligibility.
Nice.
But I've done a bunch of independent films. And, you know, I'll tell you real quickly, there's different ways into the acting world.
Yeah.
And there's the student role, the auditioning way, and work for free way. And I've done a lot of that. And I've done a lot of independent films. And then there's also the stand-up way. And, I've been studying the craft of acting since 1999. And, but I'm getting a lot more traction on the stand-up path, and you get cast through that way. So I'm sticking with the stand-up path right now, with the dream of having that parlay into an acting career as well.
But so you don't really, why don't you audition for more stuff?
I'm busy touring. I'm doing 4 or 5 shows every night, every week.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Because of coronavirus, like 95% of auditions are over Zoom now.
Correct.
So, I mean, isn't that easy? It's like, it's as easy as doing this, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. So.
So what's the reason now?
I've talked to Jay Moore about it. And I've talked to some other people. And there's different ways. I don't have an agent right now. Mm. And I'm not seeking one. And
okay.
There, you know, like I said, there's different paths into the acting world. And that is, and I'm taking the stand-up path, but I've been studying the craft. I'm a student of the craft and I've been studying for years. My dream would be, you know, to be a working actor and a touring stand-up, and you know, we'll see what happens. But
so are you saying you need an agent or a manager to land that role?
Not necessarily, but you know, I was auditioning a lot for a lot of independent and student projects, but you know, I was doing 50 auditions for, you know, parts that don't pay anything and or very little. And, you know, and a lot of times you need an agent to open the door. But everything I've gotten cast in has been through somebody I've known, a producer I've met, or somebody, you know, networking. And I just did a movie about 3 months ago through a friend that saw my stand up. And they had me do this role. It's an independent film that's coming out in 2022.
Are you walking in the background and will we have to watch it in slow motion?
No. I have a good part.
Well, actually. Can you tell us what the movie is and the plot? Are you like,
it's unnamed right now, but it's a movie about, it's about a guy that goes to, he goes to therapy in this house and he goes through all these experiences. It's like make-believe kind of thing. And he goes through all these experiences to speed up the healing process of trauma.
Mm. And what's your role?
I play one of the evil characters in it that helps him speed up the process, which it was a fantastic role. So that'll be coming out in 2022.
Did you have to memorize your lines in the whole 9 yards?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Cool.
All right. So as I mentioned, this is a movie. This is a podcast about independent film. So, you know, can you tell us as a comedian, a couple movies that still make you laugh that you really loved?
Yeah. My favorite comedy, the one that's made me laugh the most out of any movie that I've ever seen is Death at a Funeral, the English version, with Peter Dinklage. And with Peter Dinklage, who's a small person who turns out had an affair with the guy's dad who died, or the guy who died, and all the kids were there, and he blackmails him. Oh, it's the best. It's the funniest movie ever. And but you know, I mean, go ahead.
No, we're just laughing.
Yeah, we're just going. Laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I think, you know, some of the funny movies that I've seen, you know, that have had a big impact on me, I think over the years, are Caddyshack. What else? Forrest Gump, I love. Big, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Beetlejuice. I love the Judd Apatow movies, the Superbads and the Bridesmaids. So I've actually worked with Judd Apatow doing stand up. Groundhog Day, I love. Hold on.
Would Judd cast you in anything, you think?
He doesn't even know who I am. I did a show with him. He probably didn't even see my set, but right. I would hope so. That would be the dream, man.
Yeah. So I guess in this world right now, and you know, you live in California, we live in California. Networking is a lot harder to do. Are you still going out and doing that?
Yeah. So my networking is, I do a lot of it at the clubs. So There's a lot of actors and talent that, you know, producers and stuff that go out and watch stand-up. And so, you know, right now I'm starting to have a lot of success doing stand-up. And this is all brand new. It's the first time I'm going to be going out on tour a lot this year. And I'm actually working on an incredible show right now. I'm doing a show with, it's me, Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and Jay Moore from Jerry Maguire. And I host and moderate a show. It's called Impressions. And it's a show about Saturday Night Live impressions, but it also a lot of movie impressions. And both of these guys are legendary impressionists. And so they do a lot of Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And, you know, Jay does a whole thing on Goodfellas and Reservoir Dogs. He does. So, So I'm networking a lot through these guys, and we'll see. You know, I think.
Well, can you do an impression? Can you do an impression?
I can't do an impression.
Come on.
I don't even. No.
These guys. You can't do one.
That's why I'm a host and moderator of the impression. I'm definitely not an impressionist.
All right, Greg, how can people connect with you if they want to be your friend?
You can find me on my website. It's at realgregbaldwin.com. Also at Instagram, at realgregbaldwin. You know, but listen, you know, this is a movie podcast, and I want to tell you, Hooman, and Bryn, what movies mean to me. One of my first memories growing up, you know, or with film, was I saw a movie. It was called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with the Peter Frampton, and it was a movie about music. And in the movie, Aerosmith played "Come Together," and I remembered that film. I think the film was actually pretty terrible, but I used to watch that movie over and over again, and I loved Aerosmith in that film, and that introduced me to music. And I loved watching the old Godzilla films and the spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood and, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I love, you know, and film has been so important to me growing up, because it allows me to escape. It allows me to laugh. My favorite films are the ones that inspire me, you know, to be a better person, you know, and like Groundhog Day and Forrest Gump and, film is so important to me, you know, and I started studying acting because, you know, film is really, you know, and acting is really a study of the human condition, you know, and my first love for, you know, I started taking acting classes in the late 90s, and my first really love for the craft of acting, I was doing a scene from a play. It was called Does the Tiger Wear a Necktie? And Al Pacino won a Tony Award for it in 1969, I think it was. And I did a scene where I was a heroin addict sitting in a barber shop getting my hair cut by this man who was my father, who I didn't know was my father, who he didn't know he was my father. And he told me the story how he had a child when he had a relationship with a prostitute. And I realized I was a baby from a prostitute getting my hair cut from my father who didn't know who I was. And I went through all these different aspects of my personal life to bring truth to these words. And from that point forward, I loved the craft of acting, you know, so.
Well, that's a deep story, Greg. I was expecting like some funny punchline there at the end, but we didn't get it. All right, everyone. His name is Greg Baldwin, and if you ever go see Daryl Hammond or Jay Moore, you'll probably see him as well. He's in LA, great comedian. Check him out on his website. You'll see all his touring schedule and hopefully TV shows, commercials, and films. All right, Greg. Thanks so much for your time, my man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.